So you like it pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
When you go back to clinicals.
Yeah, I mean, as opposed to that, I mean, you know, my particular duties some days are very, very frustrating. I mean, as is any job, but you know, it's a job. Mm-hmm. And right now in my field, I'm just, it's every day. I hope I don't get laid off again because I've been laid off a couple times. So, you know, that's the only thing.
Yeah.
And I know I shouldn't let that worry me because there's always a job in nursing, but not necessarily the kind of job I want to go to. But
not the one you want.
Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah. You said you went to the Women's Memorial on it 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm, right, the dedication.
Mm-hmm. What did you think then? Did you go with Peggy and Jennifer?
Mm-hmm. And the plan at that time, we were meeting up with, I think, three other girls that we'd been stationed with at the time. We knew they were going to be there. They were ones that mostly Jenny, I think, had kind of kept in touch with over the years, and through her we knew they were going to be there, so we had kind of planned to get together while we were there.
Uh-huh. And what was that like? Had you seen them since Vietnam?
Nope. One I had, but it had been a long time, and two others hadn't seen since we were there. And while we were there, met up with a few others, which was a big surprise, and had never seen them since. So it turned out to be really, really, really wonderful.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, a great reunion,
uh-huh.
a great celebration, and,
uh-huh.
and it was really, really neat.
Uh-huh. Did you like the memorial itself?
Mm-hmm. Very much so. Very much so. Yeah, it was a pretty moving experience.
Uh-huh. And that, you said that was the first time you'd seen the wall.
Uh-huh.
So, right?
Mm-hmm. Which was very moving and just kind of hard to take it all in. I had one of my friends from home. Actually, Peggy knew her too. We went to school together. But she had written, you know, during, while probably, no, well, I think we were still in nurse's training, so it was before Peggy and I had even gone in, but had been writing to a guy. I think he'd been the son of a patient she'd taken care of that was in Vietnam. And I think she'd just started writing to him while he was killed while overseas. And she had me look up his name and do the etching of it for her while I was there.
Uh-huh.
So that was, you know, different, finding the name and actually going to it. And that you could really do that was pretty inspiring.
Have you taken your girls to see it?
No, but I believe they've seen it. They were up in the D.C. area with their father. They have a half-brother who's in the Marines. And I know, I think it was even before I moved back down here, there was some ceremony that he was involved in D.C., and they went to. And I think they saw the memorial at that time.
Uh-huh. Do they ask you much about your
They really don't. They never really have. I mean, they know I was there, and they hear Peggy, Jenny, and I, you know, make comments on that. But, and I mean, they know about it, but I you know, it wasn't ever anything that,
uh-huh.
you know, yeah, Mom was there, so. I mean, my older one more so, my younger one is, she's uh-huh. just kind of that, yeah. Or maybe they keep it inside, I just don't know it.
Uh-huh.
Because sometimes they'll do that too, you know.
Uh-huh.
But I know my older daughter, you know, it means more to her.
Uh-huh. Do you read much about, you said you read some of the books of
mm-hmm.
hers. Which ones do you like?
Actually, I just read one by, what's his name, Nelson? Jenny gave me one, and she might be able to, it was In Country. And it's not even, it's kind of like, he was in Vietnam,
uh-huh.
but it was in the era, and kind of fictional, but yet his experiences, but I mean, real events that actually happened, but maybe
uh-huh.
the character's not, you know, quite the same. I haven't really enjoyed the books, personally, that have been written by other nurses.
Uh-huh.
Again, because I had a hard time relating to
uh-huh.
some of the experiences.
Uh-huh. What things didn't you understand? Didn't you relate to?
I don't know.
Maybe?
Because I wasn't. I didn't do that. That wasn't me.
Uh-huh.
And I don't say I don't know. I guess I just remember one that it was all of the stories were just so out. I don't want to say outlandish, but it was, I don't know. I didn't like it. I do remember one that it was nurses more recounting their actual, you know, like their duty, their, you know, their job day to day and the experiences and uh-huh. and you know that I can, but I like to watch the movies that were, you know, I like Platoon. Uh-huh. I like the Tour of Duty TV show.
Uh-huh.
But I guess somewhat that's fictional, but I guess I enjoyed some of that. Uh-huh. I'm interested in more of that than, I don't know, the actual
right
accounts, you know, from other people. I don't know why.
Uh-huh.
I don't know why.
Uh-huh.
I like the pictorials, you know, the books, mm-hmm. just with facts. Uh-huh. And pictures and that Jenny had got me one year for Christmas.
Uh-huh.
I enjoy looking at those.
Uh-huh.
And reading about that more than some of the other actual experience of nurses. And again, I don't know why.
Uh-huh. Now, were you in D.C. this November?
No.
No, not this year?
No.
You still keep in contact with some of the other nurses?
There's a couple, yeah. I have to say a couple that were in the beginning that kind of dwindled off, but there's still a couple that we, you know, they may keep in touch with better than myself. I know Jenny's always been better about that,
uh-huh.
but I even think some of them she doesn't hear from as often as she used to.
Uh-huh.
She was always better about that than me.
Uh-huh.
But there's still a couple at Christmas time, you know, exchange cards. They might have told you when we were there 10 years ago, our chief nurse was there,
uh-huh.
who has since passed away, I mean, of cancer.
Uh-huh.
But we ran into her, and up until her death, been, you know, corresponding with her at Christmas time. So that was kind of neat.
Uh-huh. Are there any particularly vivid memories that you have or that you think about often, good or bad, from the year?
I mean, there probably are some that I remember more than others, but I don't know if it's for any particular reason or not, you know. I'm not some good sometimes on remembering events and, you know, people's names and
uh-huh.
faces I usually get, but not names, so. But nothing that I really dwell on. I mean, sometimes I sit back and think, you know, those were fun times, if you will, or,
uh-huh.
you know, when I look at my age and, you know, what I have to look forward to know what it was then, you know, reminisce, but
uh-huh.
but nothing that I, you know, dwell on or think about all the time or that. It was good times, good friendships, and,
uh-huh.
you know, but something special to that time and place.
Uh-huh. Now, would you let your daughters sign up and go to war as Army nurses?
Maybe as nurses. Not that I have that fear, because neither one of them have any interest at all in nursing or the military, so I don't have to worry about that.
Uh-huh.
Actually, probably right now, I don't know that I would steer my children into nursing. I don't know that I, you know, can have any steer anybody into nursing anymore,
uh-huh.
the way things have happened. Not that there's not a need by any means, but it's
uh-huh.
not the same as when I went in.
What do you think's different?
And maybe it's just because I'm older, but just so much more responsibility, so much more liability. Everything's just so much more high tech, so much expected of you, and just the responsibility. It's a lot. I mean, and some people are great at it
uh-huh.
and can do it. And I think everybody needs the clinical experience, but I guess just it's just above me now. It's a lot of hard work now, and I don't know how much reward you get,
uh-huh.
you know, monetarily, and
uh-huh.
I don't know. It's just, I think it would be because I know and hear how stretched nurses are. You don't get a lot of satisfaction because you can't, you know, you're not doing a good job.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's a terrible thing to say, so don't go into it because you're needed, but...
Uh-huh.
But, I mean, that's one of the reasons why I wouldn't want to go back into clinical. Because
uh-huh.
I kind of got out of dialysis. That's what I'd been doing for a long time. But it was just the, you know, the dangers with, you know, constantly handling blood and you know, what I could do, it just finally got to me. You know, I just don't want to be this responsible anymore. I want to work with, I want to be a paper pusher for a while. You know,
yeah.
Seriously.
Yeah.
Get to that point.
Uh-huh.
That's terrible, but, you know, after a while you just kind of get burned out.
Uh-huh.
So.
Now, what did you think about, I should have asked this earlier, it probably would have fit better in the chronology here, but what did you think about the women's movements in the 60s? Yeah, I guess that you were in the early 70s, you were going to Vietnam, that was sort of starting to
mm-hmm.
heat up and get going, I guess.
I wasn't a bra burner by
uh-huh.
any means, but I don't remember being... I don't know. Again, maybe I was just too sheltered and just didn't have a,
uh-huh.
you know, a knowledge about things. I don't remember a whole lot. I mean, I always thought, you know, you should be able to do what you want to do. You know, there shouldn't be restrictions and that kind of thing. But I don't remember being, a big feminist or anything like that.
Uh-huh.
Either way, you know, one way or the other.
Uh-huh. Did you feel like you had more opportunities in the military, maybe? Or do you think you would have had more in civilian nursing?
I think I had more responsibility in the military.
Uh-huh.
Opportunity, I don't know. Back there, in that time, you might have. I don't know now, but... possibly, but then again, one thing too, which I know has changed now, but in those days, I mean, you were, not so much for a woman and a nurse, but it ultimately it came down to you were their property, and you know, it's like I said, they wanted you to do this. This is what you were going to do. You know, you were at their beck and call. Again, you know, it was maybe for female officers and nurses, it wasn't so rigid, but,
uh-huh.
so, you know, you only had so much leave you could take, you know, your sick time and all that kind of stuff. So there was some of that regimentation that was probably not there today
uh-huh.
as much as then that mine. So I think maybe you had the opportunity, but then again, you were certainly going to be restricted in a lot of other ways.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. What about the pay? Do you know if the pay was any different? Military
then
civilian?
I think it was pretty, you know, it was pretty, you know, close. Then again, you know, the different parts of the country, it was
yeah.
terrible, but I don't remember that being a real big issue at that time.
Uh-huh.
Oh, when I graduated from nursing school, was making $600 a month as a nurse. I thought I was in hog heaven.
Uh-huh.
Now, so, no, I don't remember that being a big issue then. And I don't remember, it must have been pretty comparable. I don't remember it being a big, you know, big difference.
Uh-huh.
So I'm not really sure.
Uh-huh. Would you do anything differently if you could do it over?
Even though, despite what I just said, I think I might have given a little bit more thought and consideration to maybe have stayed in a little bit longer. Maybe not been quite so hasty to get out. Not that I would necessarily have stayed in and made a career,
uh-huh.
but maybe right at that time done it. But then again, I wouldn't have moved to Florida. I mean, a lot of other things were changed.
Uh-huh.
But as far as going in, going to Vietnam, no, I wouldn't change a day of that.
Uh-huh.
I wouldn't change any of that. No, that's something I can't, you know, I'll always have, and like I said, fairly good memories from that.
Do you talk to any guys about your year? I mean, can you relate to men who served as well as you can to women who served?
You know, don't ever get the opportunity all that much, you know? It's just not brought up. But I think... You know, I certainly, you know, maybe the empathizing, but again, I have such a totally different experience than what they might have had. I mean, they might have just been out in the jungle and, you know, I mean, they did live in tents and, you know, didn't have hot meals and didn't have an officer's club and didn't have a thing, you know. So certainly when we were there in Washington, D.C., we could relate to a lot of them because a lot of them were, you know, they were patients, you know, in the hospitals and that, but...
Uh-huh.
I think there is always a certain camaraderie with anybody that you know, had served in Vietnam, regardless of where you were, when you were there, but there is a, you know, somewhat of a bond there.
Did you ever meet any patients that you had?
Later? No, I don't think I did.
Do you remember any in particular?
Faces, but not probably names or what might have happened. And probably even some of the ones that I remember the most were because we had them for so much longer, where some of the little kids I told you about, you know, in the beginning, and that I have pictures of and that. But probably not patients per se, because again, a lot of the ones I took, you know, were the Vietnamese and usually the soldiers were in and out so quickly. I mean, they didn't stay there for a long time, so. Probably just more the you know, like I said, the kids that I would remember the most.
Was there anything we didn't talk about that you kind of thought we might, or that you wanted to talk about?
Oh, no, no, because I really didn't know. No. No.
Okay.
No.
You have anything else to say?
No, I just told you. I mean, for me, it was a, and some people might think that I was strange, but it was a rewarding, fulfilling experience for me. And like I say, you know, not life-changing, but, you know, I think it kind of set my course and, you know, just a lot of the things that I learned and things to remember. And like I say, you know, a bond with other people. Jennifer in my life, Rusty.
Yeah.
You know, that's where I met Jennifer. Peggy, we probably always would have, but, you know, some long-lasting things came out of that.
Good. Well, I appreciate it. I appreciate you taking your
time. Well, I hope it helps.
Yeah, it does. Thanks. Oh, I guess we'll end the interview then.
How